It's time for Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. Laker Hockey Talk is brought to you by H&R Block and Parker Ace Hardware. And now with Laker Hockey Talk, here's the voice of the Lakers, Bill Crawford, on ESPN 1400.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Laker Hockey Talk, our Thursday morning chat with Damon Whitten, the head coach of the Lakers. And we usually preview the upcoming series, and that's what we'll do here for sure this morning. We've got Denver coming in, a very good hockey program. They are ranked number 2 in the country in the unofficial poll out from USCHO a couple of weeks ago. They won 2 games up in Alaska on the weekend, getting a 3-0 shutout in the second game, winning 4-3 the first game. They're going to be traveling over from Denver. We're hoping they're tired when they get here. But Damon, let's talk a little bit about this Denver team before we get into the Laker team and getting ready for them. But they look like a pretty good team. They've got depth. They've got some good small forwards who I figure are pretty fast. And they've got a couple of big defensemen. So they're a typical team. And they got a freshman goaltender right now who's 6'6", 225 pounds out of Sweden, who got a shutout in his second game up in Alaska. He played both games up there.
Yeah, Tampa Bay draft pick. He's a high prospect, high-end prospect, and very, very capable goaltender, and obviously off to a good start in college hockey. But they throw a lot at you. Like you said, they're preseason number 2 in the coaches' poll and the media polls. Very talented. They'll be in the national conversation all season long in terms of competing for NCHC championship and getting to the NCAA tournament. So it's a tall task, and we're really looking forward to it. I think it's a great challenge here early in the year. You mentioned, they're kind of built a little bit differently in some ways than some other teams that we'll face going forward. But, they've got a real high-end forward group, and some of those guys are undersized. So they do have a lot of speed, a lot of quickness down low. They're very dynamic, very crafty, and, defending them the proper way is really important. Important because they can make you look silly with their skill. A couple D-men on the back end too are among the best in the country with the way they're composed back there, and they do a little bit of everything back there. Very involved. They play a little bit like us. You'll see a very active D-core both on the rush and in the offensive zone. So our awareness, our communication in our D-zone as their D are activating and getting involved is going to be again really critical, because they will have some zone time the way they're built and the way they're constructed. Their talent's so good that way. So that'll be interesting. We don't know much about the goaltender, being a freshman and, new to the game there. So we want to find ways to get there. You and I talked, I think, Tuesday about it was there a little bit. We've got some size advantage on them. And so we do want to make sure that we're wearing them down a little bit, playing a heavy game, possessing pucks, making them defend as much as we can. Again, they make it hard because of their foot speed and the way they can challenge with speed and good sticks, things like that. So that'll be, an interesting battle to watch. The more zone time we can have on them, the more physicality we can bring, I think that will help us in our game there. But a big task is to play a team like this in the second week, and we're up to it. Our guys are really excited. We went out there a couple of years ago. We're just excited to have them in the Taffy Able. Obviously Great Lakes State weekend will be a huge advantage for us to have the energy in the building and on campus, and looking forward to a great weekend of hockey.
Yeah, that was to be my next question, is a lot of the guys on the Laker team right now have played against Denver, and obviously it's not all the same players, but it's the same systems, it's the same coaching staff, it's the same type of team that they had then. And you got guys on your team like Colin Sackleman and Lucas Kybel and some important people who are leadership people who can maybe have a little bit of a message to our younger guys. Okay, here's what we're going to be up against, boys. You got to be ready to do this and do that. That's going to help.
Yeah, a really important part of it. The message can't come from the coaches all the time. There's certainly, hopefully something we try to do is have a pulse in our room and when we need to back off, when we need to lay it on a little bit more. So your leadership group, your upperclassmen are really important in series like this and at different times throughout the season to provide that voice, to be on the same page with the staff. And, I've got full confidence in that group that they can do it. Our guys understand it's a big weekend, a lot of eyes on this series, both from our own fan base but nationally as well, and we'll be up to the task, no question about it. But having the support of our senior group, our upperclassmen who have played against these guys, and preaching the right thing, playing the right way, practice habits this week, all really, really critical to get that from your leadership core.
Yeah, while we're talking about that, let's get into it a little bit. This is the first week, really, that the coaching staffs nationwide have had a chance to work full-time, the full 20-hour week with the players. What sorts of things are the Lakers doing this week to get ready for Alaska? What are we working on in these practices?
Well, one of the big things is you don't have to rush everything. You know, the first couple of weeks here, as we prep for Merrimack, again, our time's very limited with what we get with the guys. So they would run a lot of practice on their own. We wouldn't want to go out and be on the ice for some of their warm-up drills or, you know, things like that. We wanted to go out and put structure in place and teach. So it was a very slow process because it's a lot of teaching going on. Now we get to be out there for the whole time for the first time all season, you know, starting on Tuesday for us because Monday was an off day. But, you know, you get to preach habits all day long, the way to pass the puck, the way we pass the puck, the support routes, you know, playing through hands, playing the right way. So, you know, that's a little thing, but it's really important that your voice can be there. You can grab a guy, you know, and just do some little teaching, some little instruction, have some time with them. So that part's important. But then obviously, you know, we switch into a game prep mode. You know, we are who we are, and it's important we play to our standards and play to our structure, but you do adjust week to week a little bit based on your opponent and their strengths and weaknesses as well. So as we put our practice plans together, our drills together, we want to incorporate a little of the things we expect to see versus Denver, and you know, we'll pay extra special attention. Again, our D-zone coverage is going to be really critical. They're very dynamic in the offensive zone. You know, they're positionless in a lot of ways where those D are so active early on that you'll have an offside D shooting through the crease, through the top of the circle, and you know, our awareness to communicate coverage, to make a switch, is going to have to be really good if we're going to be successful. So that's an area that we've given some extra attention to, and we'll continue to show and preach that leading up to Friday night.
Yeah, the Pioneers up in Alaska, they kind of played a game a lot like the Lakers did this past weekend. You scored 9 goals on the weekend, 5 of them were by defensemen. They scored 7 goals and 3 of them were by defensemen, and they have 3 captains on this team, no A's, just 3 C's, and 2 of them are defensemen. That kind of tells me that their leadership is kind of like ours. It's back of the blue line.
Yeah, a couple high-end guys. You know, Davies is one of those guys, you know, just really dynamic skater, quick, elusive, you know, kind of mirrors Jacob Nordquist a little bit. I mean, Davies is a senior and Jacob's only a sophomore there. But yeah, there are some similarities that way. You know, when you look at Sockerman and Kybel, you know, I think Will Rydell, we don't talk quite as much about as some of those guys. He's a little bit quieter under the radar what he does, but he had a big goal on the weekend, and I thought in particular Saturday was outstanding, and you know, those guys are going to be really important for us. Tyler Anderson had a nice goal, good start. You know, Mitch Oliver, we thought had the goal at the time, it was redirected, but you know, it was good. That's where you know, we're very veteran back there, and even up front, you know, we only had 2 freshmen in, which is kind of surprising to me in some ways. We have some other freshmen that we need to find ways to get in the lineup, and guys that, you know, will be a big piece of who we are and what we do. But we are an experienced team, and that's nice to have, especially in a series like this.
Yeah, you get into this wanting to get more guys in the lineup, but this is, I think you called it a gauntlet earlier this season, this early season schedule. You don't want to lose games because you got inexperienced people in there, so you kind of have to be careful who you choose and where you go, because you've got a really good team this week in Denver. It's at home, but it's still Denver. Next week, Michigan, then Notre Dame on the road. These are not good times to maybe throw young people in there. You're kind of throw them into the fire a little bit. Might be better to wait till Ferris State or something, but then you get into league play.
Yeah, so. No, it is. It's those are conversations we had a lot, you know, leading up through the off season and into camp, and continue to have those conversations. You know, that's one of the really challenging things, you know, in college hockey, where, you know, a lot of teams did play Canadian schools, this university, and you saw, you know, Michigan and Ferris State dress 23, 25 guys, maybe even more, and you do get a chance to get everybody in. And actually, it was a year or two ago, we had the 2 games at Canadian University. It was actually awesome, because we don't get exhibition games in college hockey. So to get a chance to play everybody and get guys a real good look, you know, that was really beneficial, and it's nice for our players. But we don't have that luxury, and as you said, these are big non-conference games. We want to do well in our non-conference schedule, and they're really important. And so finding those spots are really difficult. You know, we're makeup is a little bit different than it was a couple of years back, where we can be patient with some of these guys. And the hard part in today's world, though, is hoping they're patient as well. You know, everybody knows the transfer portal these days. And, you know, I follow college football fairly closely, and you watch when young guys aren't playing, they're in the portal right away. And, you know, we don't want to lose these guys. They're really valuable players, and they're really good players, and they're going to be a big part of Laker hockey. So we got to find ways to balance out, putting the best lineup on the ice and then getting some young guys some experience. And so we're going to look for some opportunities to do that. And I can't tell you when they're going to come, but we do hope we'll see, all those guys in at some point here.
Yeah, it's always a juggling act trying to figure that out, and I'm sure every team has to do the same thing. I want to talk a little bit more about DU. We're going to take a break here, though. This show goes by in a real hurry. We've got about 25 minutes on a Thursday morning to preview the series coming up. It is Denver in here this weekend. Just a reminder right now, too, I didn't mention this on Tuesday night, but that's my fault, 7:30 game time Friday night. We have moved that game time back. We always play at 7:07. We will on Saturday, but on Friday night it'll be at 7:30 because of the alumni dinner that's going to be going on starting at 5 o'clock across campus. So we'll take a break here this morning, and we'll hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back with more Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400.
Everybody knows that H&R Block is the premier tax preparation group in the nation, but did you know that H&R Block offers year-round bookkeeping and business services that will help your small business cut costs, make profits, and streamline the business end of operations? From payroll and bookkeeping to expert tax prep and advice, see the friendly folks at H&R Block on I-75 Business Spur in the Michigan Sioux. Call 635-5970. Put H&R Block to work on your small business. You'll be glad you did. H&R Block wishes the Hockey Lakers success.
Hi. This is Scott from Parker Ace Hardware. At Ace, we make painting a simple pleasure. Ask one of our friendly, knowledgeable Ace associates about our Ace Royal Paint, a high-quality paint at a price you'll love. You'll find Ace Royal Paint starting at an everyday low price of just $19.99 a gallon. It's another reason why, from a simple start to a fabulous finish, Parker Ace can help make your next painting project perfect. Parker Ace, the helpful place. Stop by Parker Ace Hardware. We're looking forward to serving you real soon.
Stop by Parker Ace Hardware at 819 Ashman, downtown Sioux, Michigan.
And now back to Coach Witten and Bill Crawford for more Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400.
Well, welcome back to the second half of Laker Hockey Talk here on a Thursday morning on ESPN. Damon Witten, Bill Crawford, talking Laker hockey. Let's hit DU just a little bit more here. I wanted to mention they have a very interesting coaching staff. They got David Carl as their head coach, and you know a little bit about him. He's an Alaska native. He's from Anchorage, but he's only about 30 years old, so he's a really young college hockey coach to be a head coach. And he's got a couple of veteran assistants with him, two guys who coached at the University of Alaska. He's got Dallas Ferguson and Tavis McMillan. I remember both those guys very well as coaches at Alaska. So they've got a distinctive Alaska flavor here, and it explains to me why they played in Fairbanks last weekend.
Yeah, I'm sure that's part of it. And, Tavis McMillan's been on that staff for a handful of years there, and Dallas Ferguson was new when Jim Montgomery left for the Dallas Stars job this past summer. You know, it was obviously a top job, and David was on staff there for a few years with Monty. And, I think Monty had a big part in David stepping up into that head role, really advocated, fought for him. And obviously when you're a young coach like that, David did a good job, I thought, going out and getting Dallas Ferguson. Dallas was a longtime head coach for Fairbanks. He left a couple of years ago to take a head job in the Western Hockey League. And, Tavis was also a very experienced guy. Tavis was scouting the last handful of years with the Winnipeg Jets before getting back into the coaching side of things. So he's got, like you said, some guys with head coaching experience. They've been around, so I think it helps them as a young guy transition and, just help them make that adjustment. But, it's done a great job. It's a great team. They lost to UMass last year in overtime in the tournament, NCAA tournament. And they've been a powerhouse for a lot of years. They recruit, right up there as good as anybody. I think they got 6-8 draft picks, something like that, in their roster, and do a really good job. And I think it's going to be a great weekend of hockey. Two teams that like to play the same way, and it'll be a good matchup.
Yeah, and just for some history on Denver, they've won 8 NCAA titles. Compare that to 3 for Lake Superior State. The most recent, 2017. I remember that like it was yesterday. Duluth won 2 since then. But this is a good program and a really good team. They've got a new arena out there. They draw some really good players. They do a great job recruiting. It's one of the premier programs in college hockey. It'll be a great test this weekend, and I don't think there'll be any problem with it being Great Lakes State weekend and all the fans we're going to have there. I think we'll have huge crowds on Friday and Saturday nights. won't be any trouble for the players to get up for this one.
No, there won't. You know, and we hope the same there. We do anticipate, you know, tremendous crowds, and that plays a big role. You know, coming in for this weekend is challenging for the opponents, and we love that. And you know, it could probably be an empty building this weekend for our guys. When you bring a team in like that with that history you just went through, the recent success, number two in the country, it's not difficult to get excited for. You know, so for us, it's probably more you know, controlling guys and waiting the Friday night to let that excitement and that energy build up. You know, we want to go out and finish today with a real strong practice, and then our Fridays are challenging. We don't get the whole team together due to class schedules, so it's kind of skate if you can, or if you choose to do it, and otherwise have yourself prepared. Then we show up around 5 o'clock and kind of get our pregame routine going from there. So you know, again, just a lot of excitement. The guys feel it. They know what's at stake here, and you know, we've talked about this start for a long time. You know, non-conference play is really important. You look at Bowling Green had a big win at Miami this past weekend. You already mentioned Denver went up and beat Fairbanks for two, and that was you know, tough result. Michigan Tech had a great start out at Robert Morris on the road. So these are big games, and our guys understand what's at stake there. So you know, part of it's hard just waiting for Friday night to come along, and then keeping the guys you know, at the right level as Friday night approaches.
Merrick Smittens played both games in goal for you last weekend against Merrimack, and we haven't really mentioned that, but I think most of the fans who follow Laker hockey know the Lakers won two games from Merrimack, a young team, 12 freshmen in the lineup either night, but I thought Merrick's played pretty well. You couldn't fault him on any of the goals that he let in on Saturday, I know, and I don't remember any clunkers on Sunday either. I think the Lakers broke down a few times, but that's to be expected early in the season, and I think Mittens gives you a pretty good chance to win.
Yeah, he's very capable. You know, we're very comfortable there, and you know, we going back to last year. In the last couple of years, you know, he's played a lot of games every single year, probably anticipated playing more last year, but Nick Kossoff had such a strong year that he kind of won that competition and rolled with Nick late in the season there. So, you know, it's a little bit different situation this year where Merrick's comes in probably a little bit more as a clear-cut number one, and that rotation might look a little bit different there, but Roman Bangert right now is knocking on the door and looking to get his opportunity, and Seth is coming along as a freshman there. So we're comfortable with our whole position there and now with all three guys, but Merrick's has a leg up right now, and we like to start. You know, as you mentioned, Saturday I thought a really, really good effort. Sunday, I the first goal, probably one he might want back, and we did have a breakdown on it and let a guy kind of walk in a little bit there, but he was tremendous on that 5-minute penalty kill. Really good throughout the whole second period there to make a couple key saves to keep it a one goal game and allow us to stay in striking distance for that third period comeback and win. So we like where Merrick's is at, and you know, these are the kind of games that he kind of thrives in. He's played the Russias, he's played the USAs, the Canadas, and in world international events there. You know, Mankato last year going in, they're going to shut out. So this is a type of game that Merrick's can really find a lot of success in, and obviously we'll need it with a team like Denver coming in.
Yeah, Merrick's to me is he's one of those goaltenders. He's very quick, got quick feet, and he'll make saves that he kind of makes look easy on bang bang plays in front of the net. And the one time he'll have a problem is maybe tracking from long distance. Sometimes he seems to, like, he'll give up a goal from the blue line once in a while because he doesn't see the puck. But very quick, and I thought he made two or three saves, the kind of saves that are huge, but they happen so fast, you don't really notice them when they're happening. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely. He's got, you know, really, really good hockey IQ. He reads the play well, tracks pucks well as they're moving laterally and backdoor, things like that. And he's got that quickness, as you mentioned, to make those big-time saves. And sometimes he makes them a little bit easy, so you don't realize how big they actually are. So, you know, really good that way. I think the past couple years, his athleticism and quickness, you know, could lead to a little bit of trouble. You know, he'd overreact a little bit or get there too quick or, you know, just want to use that athleticism and rely on that. Zach's working with him to, you know, be a little bit more calm in net, and I thought you saw that in a lot of instances this past weekend. You know, he's there early, he's set, he's just making it a little bit easier this year and not, you know, over-committing or relying on that athleticism at the wrong time. So he's ready. He looks good. Zach's done a good job with him and all of our goaltenders, and, you know, it's great chemistry. They push each other well, they get along well, and it's a good competition, but Merrick's is kind of ahead right now, and, you know, he'll start Friday.
Yeah, we had Ian Johnson on the hockey show on Tuesday night for the last segment, and I thought he did a really good job talking about culture in the dressing room, environment there, and that's something that a coaching staff always tries to build. And you've been here for 6 years now. That's something that's very important. You got to have the right culture. You got to have the right attitude in there. You got to have the players being leaders. You can't have a coach go in there to be the leader. It's got to be the players who kind of control that. And I thought Ian Johnson explained that very well. And this is a kid who, he's a senior now. He's been around a long time. But he doesn't play that much, and yet he's got the right attitude.
Well, he's a key guy in that. He's, you know, when you go through that room, Ian is as important a player as we have in our roster. He's a tremendous teammate. He's a tremendous kid, great student. I thought he did a great job with you wrapping up there on Tuesday night. And you see the maturity. You can hear and see the maturity, the intelligence, and really, really embodies what we want around our program. Guys like that, high character, commitment to doing things the right way, being a great teammate, and Ian is, you know, exactly why our locker room the way it is. He's a big part of our team, loved by all his teammates, and what he showed, what he shared with you on Tuesday night is what our locker room looks like. And, you know, it doesn't just stay, it's kind of a daily battle, and, you know, conversations are constant, because it does get hard as lineups get posted and guys are not in, or guys are not playing well, or they want a different role. So it's a very fluid thing, you know, and you can lose it, as you've seen, you know, for many years, and fans have seen, you wonder what's going on sometimes. Just because it's here today doesn't mean it'll be here tomorrow. So it's a daily, commitment to trying to live that way. Certainly, you know, getting the right kids in that locker room, the right student athletes, is, really important piece of that. And we work, diligently to try to bring the right kids in and, make them fit in. But your juniors, your seniors who have been around, they live it, they breathe it. When they're on the right page, when they're leading the right way, it really makes it much easier. And that's why this class and this group has been really good so far early on. You know, we're going to face some adversity at some point this season, and we'll rely on that group to hold us together and lead us in the right path.
Yeah, you got off to a great start this past weekend, 2 wins. You're expected to win at home against a team like Merrimack with all the youngsters they have in the lineup, but you did win, and that's what's important. And now the test will really start here. I looked at this schedule over the summer and thought, wow, this is going to be really a difficult schedule to get through, but you know, it's probably better to play against Michigan, Notre Dame, and Denver early in the season than it is later, and get a good idea of what it is, where do we need to do work, who needs to do what, try to figure out who should be in the lineup and who shouldn't. This is a good test.
It is a good test, and our film from Merrimack was beneficial. You know, we saw some areas, and knowingly that with the limited time that we have not been able to put some things in place and wanting to work more on it. So, you know, we knew some of those areas, and those showed up on film. Watching Denver film and some of their strengths are areas that, you know, we wanted to focus on this week. It'll make us a better team, no question about it. That's a good thing. You know, you want to play the best in the country. We have a chance to do it this weekend and see where we stack up and where we're at. And certainly our expectation is to go in Friday night and win a hockey game at home in front of our fans and, play a great game and give ourselves a chance to win Friday night. And then you worry about Saturday night. So a big task and a big challenge ahead of us. We're ready for it and we're excited for it.
Yeah, you got to have a staff too. You got to have people you trust and people who know what they're doing. I think Mike York's outstanding. You got Zach Sizek has proven to be a really mature young guy who can help the goaltenders and helps in a lot of other ways, including recruiting. I think Mike Guggen's a good addition here to the staff too. I kind of watched what he was doing on the weekend. He's an experienced video. That's difficult to do, and we've been kind of piecemealing that the last few years, and I think he'll add real stability there and really help the coaching staff with being able to get that sort of thing done in a hurry.
Yeah, really important piece, and Mike did a good job in that opening weekend there. He's been really invaluable here early on, and we'll just grow more and more as he gets a little bit more comfortable with our staff. He's been here for probably 2 months at least or something like that, so he's getting to know some of the workflow, and us finally getting into the regular season is going to help Mike as well. But really, really huge piece of the puzzle is having that that position with the right in the right hands, and Mike does a really good job. He played the game, he played junior hockey, he played college hockey, so he gets it, he understands it, and that's been really nice to have. And you kind of mentioned staff, and I was thinking as we were going into Merrimack, how many people it takes to put an event on, obviously the coaching staff you just mentioned a little bit, but there's sports information and ticketing and all these different people. And I want to mention Dan Kozel. Many of our people know Dan, was one of our rink crew members and does a lot of things around the north Norris Center. But, you know, Dan kind of took that lighting part to heart, and just without him, it wouldn't have been the show it was. So I thought Dan did a great job of, you know, learning the system and putting the system together. So all the new light and all that stuff, Dan had a huge hand in putting that together, and a couple things still to work on and some behind the scenes stuff. But, you know, it takes a ton of people to put an event on like that. And, you know, very fortunate the people around the university within the program care so much about Laker hockey, and want to thank them for a good opening weekend and how much they do for the program.
Yeah, it's a brand new situation there with the lighting. It's LED lighting rather than mercury vapor. You can shut them off and turn them right back on again. They work very nicely. It's also a lot brighter in the building, and that's been a really big improvement. Cost a few bucks to get it done. We've got a new Zamboni on the ice nowadays too, so things are looking up. And now we've got Denver coming in this weekend. It is Great Lakes State weekend. Get out, look at the schedule. There's so much to do this weekend. It's incredible. There's everything from women's walk, volleyball, honoring Dr. Saluja on Saturday afternoon. Get out for that at 3 o'clock if you can. And the alumni dinner on Friday night before the hockey game. 7:30 start on Friday, and 7 o'clock then on Saturday against Denver.
Let's go. I wish it was a puck drop. And again, that late start here tomorrow night, so just be aware of that. But, you know, come early. There's lots going on. Going to be a tremendous weekend of hockey. Great Lakes State weekend is always one of the most enjoyable weekends of the year. So we're looking forward to it and hope we have a full building there and lots of excitement for our fans. We appreciate that and looking forward to it. So go Lakers. Have a great Thursday.
All right. Damon Whitten, Bill Crawford, that's it. Laker Hockey Talk. We'll be back next Thursday morning right here on ESPN 1400.
You've been listening to Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. Brought to you by H&R Block and Parker Ace Hardware. Join us again soon for another edition of Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. WKNW, Sault Ste. Marie's sports leader.